AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland is facing allegations from House Judiciary Committee Republicans of weaponizing the Justice Department over the investigation of former President Donald Trump. This is Committee Chair Jim Jordan.
The fix is in. Even with the face-saving indictment last week of Hunter Biden, everyone knows the fix is in.
Garland is overseeing two cases against Donald Trump, the first former president to face criminal charges, and another against the sitting president's son, Hunter Biden. Garland says his department is independent.
Our job is not to do what is politically convenient. Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate.
Garland also says political and physical threats against agents and their families are on the rise. Lawyers for three Georgia Republicans who falsely claimed Donald Trump won the state in 2020 and that they were duly elected and qualified electors argued criminal charges against them should be moved from state to federal court. In New York today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got his long-coveted meeting with President Biden. The president says they will cover some tough issues.
And that is upholding democratic values that lie at the heart of our partnership, including checks and balances in our systems.
This is their first meeting since Netanyahu took office at the helm of Israel's far-right government late last year. President Biden will use his executive authority to create a New Deal-style American Climate Corps that will serve as a major green jobs training program. At the UN Security Council, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of criminal and unprovoked aggression that violates the UN Charter. Iran's parliament approved a bill to impose heavier penalties on women who refuse to wear the mandatory Islamic headscarf in public. This is AP News. Officials on both sides say Azerbaijan and Armenian forces have reached a ceasefire agreement to end 2 days of fighting in a separatist region.
An hour after the truce was announced, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said that the intensity of hostilities had decreased. Azerbaijani authorities said they had halted the military operation launched a day earlier, but it wasn't immediately clear if some fighting was continuing. Armenia's Pashinyan said his government didn't take part in discussing or negotiating the deal, but has taken note of the decision made by the region's separatist authorities. Pashinyan adds, if peacekeepers in this region had proposed a peace deal, it means they accept the responsibility of ensuring the security of Nagorno-Karabakh Armenians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The escalation raised concerns about a full-scale war. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.